The Fargo, North Dakota concert, though occasionally issued on CD and LP, but only well known among true Dukophiles, remains among Ellington's best early live recordings. The band was at a creative high point, despite the recent departure of trumpeter Cootie Williams. Ellington had recently added bassist Jimmy Blanton, tenor sax giant Ben Webster, arranger Billy Strayhorn, and just days earlier, singer, violinist, and trumpeter Ray Nance, who ably took Cootie's trumpet chair. Even in November, Fargo was unseasonably balmy and pleasant that year, particularly as the band was just returning from frigid Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. The program opener, despite some audio difficulties, is Duke's eerie The Mooch, so-called jungle music from the Cotton Club era, Johnny Hodges taking charge on alto sax. Hodges, of course, a complete master of the alto saxophone, both in technical skill and emotional expression. As the concert proceeded and musicians heard some of the playbacks, they rose to the occasion, as you can hear from their luminous run-through of Duke's brilliant Harlem Airshaft.
Thank you.
outstanding, a superb performance of Duke Ellington's Harlem Airshaft and The Mooch, live in Fargo, North Dakota, November 1940, recorded by two young enthusiasts with Duke's permission on a disc recorder. That was long unissued until the 1960s, but is now legendary. Melodically and harmonically sophisticated, Coco's among Ellington's best works. Inspired by the legendary frenetic slave dances of New Orleans' Congo Square, the band gave it a brilliant performance in November of 1940. Thank you.